Secretary of Police?
So moved. Second.
Second, I have a motion by Councilwoman Boone, seconded by Councilwoman Urban. Without any further discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilwoman Urban?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
With that, we have no issues to vote on. Go to old business, like to bring up lease sale, item 6A, Councilwoman Urban.
Okay, I put this on the agenda because I was real disappointed in our superintendent that she told Cargill Miller that there weren't going to be a lease sale before she told us. And I just wanted to bring it up that I don't know how to get around that, but we need to do something about her. And we need to make it clear to her that she needs to tell us first before she starts telling other people. Yeah, because it was news to us when Cardinal River, you know, came to us. And that might have been the next day or so that she sent some information to Bill. But
that's correct. That's
so I'm just saying that's the only reason I was going to bring it up.
And I wanted to hear in our meeting. Council, would have any discussion?
Thank you, Chairman. The earlier item on the agenda was Energy Net LLC, and we have a possible discussion with them and Ms. Phillips when she's here on Wednesday. So I might answer your questions on the lease sale this item. Thank you.
My whole point was that she didn't notify us because it wasn't good for her or the timing or whatever. She should have notified us first instead of letting an oil company go over there and come over and kill us. I don't like that. Anyway, I just want to bring that up. Not anything we can do about it now.
You have the next three items, Jerry.
Okay.
Well, don't you think, though, that we should send her a letter signed by the chairman that we didn't appreciate that, earning that second hand? And in the future, we'd like to be notified first on these decisions. I mean, at least there's a record of the proceeding.
And I think we'll CC Amy Streeter, because they don't, I don't know that they know what she's doing up here. I mean, everything.
And the reason why they're sent to us.
Well, that CC Streeter and also Zinke. They need to be aware of what we're going through down
there. And use that specific item right there.
Myself, I think if EnergyNet proves successful, we might be looking at a whole new way we're doing these leases, and then it's our call. Mm-hmm. And she agrees.
They have to on what you're thinking.
Yeah, we can. I think this is something we can do. Had an online auction, be the first one ever.
Oh, well, she'll be more than happy to agree. That means that she doesn't have to do any work.
Well, I mean, it's our call. If you like the contract, as you were saying,
we're really nice one.
Yes, I did talk to the gentleman about that outside, and okay. When we're in the exit.
If you like the contract, then they're going to do.
Well, yeah,
they
told me some stuff about the contract that I found very likable, especially about the 2%. I can't remember the term. When I think of the term, I'll write it down and I'll explain to you what they explained to me. Okay.
Thank you, Council.
I'm just going to say that I don't think there's any way we can get around the BIA's involvement. I think we're going to have to vet everything through them prior to the sale, and once that's done, then EnergyNet will take it over or whatever they call it.
And
they'll be able to run it from there. So, I mean, that's hopeful thinking, but I don't think it's going to happen. Just
okay.
Bring us back to reality, bring us back down to.
In federal dollars. Councilor.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the comments. I have to disagree that if, in fact, the Bureau only is looking for a resolution, then however we generate, be it a negotiated lease or we an online auction, we're going to hand her a list of resolutions of approved leases. And then I think it's a communication with the solicitor's office, with our attorney. If we can somehow reinvent the process, but meet the goals of federal law and whatnot, then I think it's a doable process. So, and then she might be involved, but that's my hope and spirit. On Wednesday, we talk about each and every one of those steps, and she can outline them for us on what she thinks can happen or cannot happen. And this is not our, this is not something we've heard lately. I think Mr. Crum was mentioning it a couple of months ago. You know, now I'm starting to kind of think maybe this is the way to go. Anyway, that's my hope is for Wednesday. We won't know until Wednesday when Robin's sitting here. We can ask her point blank.
Councilman.
Maybe it is that simple. That's all I have.
Okay. I'm moving. I'm going to let you close if you need to say anything. Second chair, please.
Just that we need to also bring to attention that the oil men still don't have access to our records another week.
And I was requested to help and assist someone just as soon as I stepped out. So that's happening 10 seconds ago.
Okay. Well, that's why it's important to rock them.
Here's what we got. We got managers in the tribe and do things, and they write the pieces of paper on what staff people should follow. Problem is we don't realize sometimes how many people get involved in writing that piece of paper instructions for someone to follow. So career-wise, we got people that follow the piece of paper, follow the steps that are already outlined, and they don't get involved in discussion how to rewrite this thing. The instructions, the steps somebody's going to do. That's what I'm going after. We do it. You know, I have to rewrite some things of how we're going to handle a big job over here, a big job over here that doesn't fit the mold. There is no form. So, yeah, there is no form in the 1906 Act. They didn't even know what computers were. And now we got a new process. We got a, you know, it's a hopeful process, but we got to think in more of a management level of how can we rewrite this process.
I have one
and
issue.
And we can get people to follow the steps after they're done written, like some of the students.
One comment. Councilman's so right about something. I don't see us being held, once we get the information ready, Director and I have talked about this, and I want to throw this in front of the council on record. Yes, we have some options. No, we can't get out from under. I don't want to leave the trustee until we give them what they deserve before they go. They've been here 117 years and longer. The question I just thought of is, we're going to go into a computer age where we don't have to follow this wait on them for four leases. I will have for this functioning where you will literally nominate a lease, put your 300 up, we immediately take it to the computer, put it on sale. Just like an effort which would cover us in the future. Later on, that will be the same subject to lease sales. Everything nominated will go immediately to it with the criteria which we set. I just think the sky's the limit on that. And also is that this event that you went to Houston, you paid someone pretty good to call me. Said y'all done great. You know what the thing is. I like y'all being honest about we're having hell here. You want me to say it any lighter? I can't. I've watched my people's production just fall to the ground. So I want to comment and clarify that part. I look at all both angles. Thank you.
Well, everybody's in the computer, right? You might as well jump in too.
That's how I like
a piece of paper down.
Is any other comment? Step, Councilman Nerva, do you want to finish this up?
No. I'm done.
Yeah, you are. You're number C.
Oh, number C. Well, we need to go to number B, Candy Creek.
Thank you.
Resolution. There was a problem with the modification to lease.
They put 5 years in here, so I thought that I would amend the resolution to make it more perfectly clear what they need to do, because they got 10 years here, then they've also got 5 years. I think that should be in your file folder, but they messed it up. So I'm going to amend the resolution, and can I just do the therefore be resolved clause?
Before you do, I got something to add to it, Councilman.
Okay.
There's a problem here I've seen just glaringly.
Uh-huh.
Number three, it is Candy Creek's desire to enter into a permit agreement with the Osage Minerals Council for the mining of limestone at the Pahuska Quarry.
Okay.
And then number five, this is it's in the best interest of the head right holders, and it gives you your legal descriptions, which is Southeast 32.412, which is not the Pahuska Quarry. I hate to tell you, that's Apex.
Okay. Let me say this. That's not the resolution I'm talking about. That's an old one.
Okay.
And it's been updated since then. We did a resolution last year.
That's the one that I had. That's the one I've got in my.
Well, it's a packet. I had to pull everything that had to do with this Candy Creek crusher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got it all. So we could get
the Pahuska Quarry crusher?
No. All right. Anyway. So, to make it, I wanted to amend Resolution 3-266.
Is it in here?
Yeah, is that in here?
No. Yeah, I don't know if the resolution's in there or not. But
it's not in there.
Okay. But I'm just, that's what I was going to do today.
So it'll be there Wednesday?
Well.
And?
Yeah.
And? We can vote on it Wednesday.
Can we vote on it tonight?
No. Because we don't even have it here.
Okay. Well, I don't have it. I mean, I just did a rough draft of what I had from last time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wednesday
we'll vote on it Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
And you'll prepare that? Make sure it's available?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
Thank you very much. You got my item C.
Can we back up to item B for just a minute?
Yes, if you must.
With this housekeeping, I ran through all this stuff, and there's a letter in here from a Mr. Henry, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's not dated. I mean, it's not. I don't know what date he sent it or what date it was received up here.
From Brittany Henry.
So when we originally started,
Councilwoman Irwin,
we came the first 2 weeks it started coming.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't have it here in front of me right now. Yeah, I do.
First page.
So anyway.
Is this letter right here? Yeah. No stamp in, no data, no nothing.
Okay. I'll make sure that's set through too. Anyway, I will have this resolution ready for Wednesday.
Thank you.
And just for information, I think that Joe needs to correct that. He needs to send that to them. They got the monthly legal's on there in another reservation.
Matt, you want to discuss your newspaper article?
Oh, yeah. There's a newspaper article here that's in response to, I think it was at the last Minerals Council meeting, there was a report, and it was done by the Division of Minerals Development that actually, I think, Mr. Lynn read. I talked about, and I had a copy of it right in front of me.
I don't find a copy of it. What section is it in?
I don't know, girls. What section?
Six.
It's the last page right before section 7.
Comment? Councilwoman Boone.
This was supposed to be an answer to the newspaper article that appeared in the Big Heart Times, where she sensationalized and said that oil is gonna dry up in the year 2020. And so at that special meeting, it was decided that a press release would be done. And so that's what this is, a response.
Okay.
At Louise's parting shot before she got rid of the paper.
Well, that was probably her.
I told you, don't do that.
Boy, it's just got in here now.
You are so good. Now I'm all happy again. Read it for me. Yes, I didn't know that because I received a request for that, demanding how come it hasn't come out yet. Number one, I didn't promise that. Number two, you all did. So if you can take care of that by Wednesday on either retort, referral, or report.
I mean, this is it. This is our response.
Is everyone happy with it?
I don't know. That's why it's here today. See if everybody's happy with
can
it.
Can we review vote yes. on Wednesday?
Yes.
Yes, Chair.
And make any additions necessary, and then we'll have them to Amy or Lacey, and then okay. take it. Yes, sir.
Again, the report from Mr. Kazula, Jerry.
Kazula.
Kazula, Kazula.
Like Godzilla.
Very nice gentleman, he's worked with several oil companies before he joined JIRA. He has agreed to come to the upstage and talk about this decline curve. And the items that I've got before, please.
Councilman Redcorn.
So we got the, thank you, Chairman. We love detail. Anyway, he's made an agreement to come over and present his findings and talk about it. And say, hey, this is, you know, what girl did write that report and his findings and all that. Anyway, I think there's a lot of things we can glean from that report and try to improve the process.
Could we have that report, that presentation given to us in executive session? Thank you.
Of course, he's in D.C., so he'd be willing to fly down and bring us. Oh, Denver.
It's even better.
And come down and talk to his findings, assistants.
What are you proposing for him to do that?
If the council so feels, I know there was questions last time on his data and information. But
I'd like to hear what he has to say himself.
Maybe we can get, you can hear straight from the petroleum expert's mouth, which I was very impressed with myself. And then when I had questions regarding even the break-even point that we could explore, which he was very receptive to, on water shutoff technologies that we could explore with us. So he was receptive to that. And then he also brought, of course, we want to open up the front end for leases to come through. He's also interested in stepping in there and going back with us on telling the story that leases are kind of getting dogged here, not making it through the process, and wants to be able to help in that regard. So I think we got a three-way benefit coming from Jerry, who's in this program.
That sounded awful. What was that?
That's your alarm clock in Homely Village. Usually you don't get up to the second clip. I like the idea. Council.
But this report was one that Bill produced.
No, that's not right. This is coming from a economic evaluation. From the DEMD, headed up by Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs, Jerry Trevell. He's a petroleum geologist with 40 years of experience.
And he sent you this report, or you found it?
Yeah, finally got a copy of it. They were here, he was here with Steve Menendez in this room after I was hired, and we never heard anything about that report. When he built that report, he requested to present it here, but I don't know what happened. So he met with the chief and
That's what happened.
Offered to present it then. At that time, they didn't, everybody was busy and nobody saw it. So I requested that he email me a copy of it, and I sent it out to everybody. And the decline curve you're looking at there is my IHS decline curve that goes, I think I built that in January when I did that report. And the decline curve you see in that report that I included in our meeting last month has that 62% decline at the end of it.
Is this the one I'm looking at?
No, you're looking at my report, my decline curve that added data since November 2016. His report was done November 2016 when zero wells were drilled that year, zero wells were drilled 2014.
Let me catch that again. That was on the 16th?
That was 11-2016 when he built that report. I'll send that back out again.
If you would.
Read the whole thing because it had a graph.
Did you agree with the newspaper's article that in 2020 there would be more gold production in Osage?
No, if you go back and listen to the meeting, I said there's a possibility that we could reach our economic limit based on looking at that government-generated report. And so if you're strictly looking at production, the only thing that's available at the BIA through the Oklahoma Tax Commission is a pretty drastic picture, you know, for people to decide whether they want to drill this. One part of the report says there's only a 10% chance that you're going to hit an economic well in on Osage. Based on the available data that comes out of the Bureau of Indian Affairs and from the IHS information.
And IHS is depending on the BIA to give them that information.
No, the IHS, information. The IHS doesn't get any well information. They were cut off.
Right.
So everybody in the industry relies strictly on the money, the numbers coming out of the Oklahoma Tax Commission. IHS has always used those numbers from Oklahoma Tax Commission. If you look at those graphs, I know they're small scale, you know, it'd be nice to have a ledger sheet. You can see those numbers almost jive exactly with what the reports we're getting from our auditor that are coming straight from the OSD. Those numbers are close. I mean, that's the Oklahoma Tax Commission is going to gather the data that they need. And we're just not getting anything next door here. So that's why I said there's a possibility. That's what this report says, based on the information, that there's no new oil production added to the Osage Reservation.
Starting in 2020.
That was in 2016, and they said it could possibly reach its economic limit in 2020.
So no new wells drilled?
No, no new production added to the Osage Mineral Estate. Now, 2014 there were no wells drilled, 2016 there were no wells drilled. We were reported that there were 28 wells, but nobody has that information.
Permitted.
Right.
And we asked for
that. And then in 2015, there were so many wells drilled. Well, we know Shorts drilled some wells, Sayhaws drilled some wells, Petro Rivers drilled some. You know, there's some companies drilling wells, but it's not the 200 or 300 wells needed. But at this point in time, we need 400 wells drilled a year just to get back to where we were.
Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you. You know, bill extrapolating, adult points, using IHS, whatever data is available, okay, maybe let's talk about it. But 2016, there's a solid report from Jerry Casilla of DEMD that states these things without adding extra dots, if you will, and states these. So regardless if we're an extra day there or not. And in 2016, that statement was stated in this report. So he's willing to come and talk about that. Mm-hmm. And then communicate how we can use maybe scant data to help us determine if we've turned the page on it. From my understanding is that's not the case. You know, that there's not data out there that we're not getting that's going to turn that conclusion backwards unless there's production. I don't know. So
our checks definitely haven't reflected
it. I'd like to have him here, regardless of what Mr. Lynn's done, bring him in down here and talk about the 16 file, which he's done a full report on and concluded these things. And the thing is he's also determined through his research and his staff that there is a lot of potential in the Osage, given the economic climate now, cost of the price for a barrel of oil and gas. So there's another item. What can we do to manage getting new leases out, and where, and how to get them out there? So I think we get a lot of good input from it if we're willing to listen.
I'm willing to listen.
We got to listen to these gentlemen. You know, we can do the same thing over and over and over, and we'll get the same result.
I think the newspapers took that bill.
Yes. I can't help what that paper's going to say.
We need to talk about it
last month or in a special meeting. What do we do about someone who doesn't quite accurately state what's been said? Well, what we can't do anything about it. That's free press.
That's right.
Or yellow journalism. Let's go ahead.
I mean, that paper, you know, I don't know. I can't say.
Yes, sir.
And I heard somebody else in there say the same thing. And kind of convinced me, you know, we do. You know, we got, but the results from this group of engineers, that's their task to look DOI and see what's going on. I'm hearing two good things. We can manage and do better for getting wells. We can manage and look at economic to drop the break-even point, and then they can help us tell the story. Let's work together and get these leases approved.
Permitting out.
Okay. So, man, we don't need to extrapolate data out of Mr. Land. If that comes into question, so okay, then let's not even talk about it. Let's talk about what he did.
So, could you possibly contact him and see his availability?
I can be willing to come down here.
Just to see.
Okay. I'll buy Wednesday.
Now, here's our biggest convenience.
Let me ask you another question. Is he available to take care of his travel, or will we need to?
Oh,
he's vetted all the way.
He quoted me as saying, now they're holding the strings on the two grants we applied.
That's correct.
And we'll know soon, Lacey will tell us. The second thing is I'm ready to put my five guys, ladies and gentlemen, to work for the Osage for whatever you want.
Okay. Thank you. Council.
I make a motion we adjourn.
If everyone agrees to move minute meetings and committee reports to Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes.
Then Council and I'd entertain motion to adjourn. I need a second.
Second.
I have a second. A motion by Councilman Irwin, second by Councilwoman Boone, no discussion for adjournment.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tisdall?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
Thank you all very much. Lacey, just a little housekeeping.